of lye in your water and and you let your corn stand till those husks loosen. Uh-huh. And the little eye, the kernel, the well, it was the heart of the corn, you know, that made this, the part that grew, I guess I'll get around to it after a while, for, it doesn't grow if you don't have that heart part in it. But if you've never seen it, it's kind of hard to describe.
Sort of like a you see like your, wheat germ.
Yeah, so you see your corn is shaped like this, and it's right at the tip of the corn that grows down. And loosen that, and then sometimes it didn't float away, but you could wash it through, and you had to wash it through a good many waters after that to get rid of that lye before you cooked it, so.
Wash it.
Did you find it? Now this would be the one that, like up there, and I don't know how big he is. This one with a funny face.
Oh, yes.
The usual name, common name for him is the monkey-faced owl. But he is really a barn owl, the one that stays around the houses and barns and buildings.
Do you have any of these little ones?
No, that's the screech owl there. We have used to have an awful lot of them. They lived in the prairie dog towns. And we had prairie dogs here, but we have gotten rid of the prairie dogs. We don't have any of them anymore. And so the owls don't have a place. You know, they burrow in the ground. They live in these prairie dog burrows. And people say they just went in the burrows, the prairie dogs had left, but I have seen owls and prairie dogs both come out the same hole, so they stay in there with the prairie dogs.
The owls wouldn't eat them, huh?
No, the owls wouldn't eat them, the prairie dogs wouldn't eat the owls.
Huh. Do you have that big owl here?
Once in a while you see one of those. Now over in eastern Oklahoma there's lots of those, but we don't.
What are they called here?
Well, they're the hoot owl, I guess. That's a common name for them, the ones that go hoo, hoo, hoo. And they migrate through here sometimes. They came through here a year ago this spring from somewhere, and they just covered this whole country. And everybody got excited about them. I know I got up. There was any number of them out there in the trees and making that unusual noise that we never hear. And the next day then at church, several people spoke being up on the night because the owls came through and disturbed their sleep. And there were still some of them several days later. And they've got a boat going now, haven't they? I had a job for this year and I resigned.
Well, it looks as though he's taking over in good shape. You got another one here about ready to do it. Of course, he's going to write compositions this summer for his mother.
Fine. Oh,
yes. Those people that had the fireplace.
I had three daughters and two sons. And now the grandchildren, there's 10 grandchildren and 8 grandsons and 2 granddaughters. So it's all been boys.
He's just sort of running and pushing that mower. Those people that had the fireplace, what did they call it, the bottom part of it? Do you remember?
No.
Did they have anything that they put their wood on in there?
Yes, there was the grates. They had the andirons. And then a kind of